the Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 25th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Supporters of a bill before Massachusetts lawmakers that would allow parents running for non-federal public office to use campaign funds for child care say it would help diversify the pool of candidates.
Child care is already covered for those seeking a federal office, but Massachusetts law considers it to be a personal expense for which campaign funds cannot be used. Democratic Representative Kate Lipper-Garabedian says covering child care expenses for political candidates would help eliminate barriers for parents interested in seeking public office.
And that's an important voice to have at the table when we're thinking about legislation that's going to impact families statewide.
Lipper-Garabedian says that includes legislation aimed at improving the state's available child care options, which are considered some of the most expensive in the U.S. A state commission convened to study the issue in 2020 and recommended campaign funds be made available for child care needs only when required for a candidate's campaign activities. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
26 states currently allow campaign funds to cover child care expenses. Now to Illinois, where groups are pushing to pass legislation to restore voting rights for all. That includes those who are currently incarcerated.
According to Stand Up America, Illinois has the chance to make history by being the first state to restore voting rights for everyone. Last year, the group conducted a poll which found close to 60% of Illinois voters support legislative efforts that guarantee the right to vote for all citizens 18 and older, including those completing a sentence. Chicago native Avalon Betts Gaston says in 2015 she was wrongfully convicted for wire fraud and served time in federal prison. Today, she leads the Illinois Alliance for Reentry and Justice, one of the advocacy groups fighting for voter restoration. Betts Gaston says the right to vote creates community cohesion from inside or outside of jail.
When people are connected to their community and to their families in these ways, through civic engagement and things like that, they are less likely to commit harm in their current environment and also commit harm in their communities once they return.
Betts Gaston says those opposed to voter restoration argue that when someone is incarcerated, they should lose their right to vote as part of the punishment. She counters by saying the sentence is the punishment and everyone has the right to advocate for their community. According to the Sentencing Project, nearly 30,000 Illinoisans are disenfranchised because of a felony conviction. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And from the LA Times, Tucker Carlson, the provocative conservative primetime host who helped build Fox News into a ratings juggernaut, has been forced out of the network. Fox News announced the stunning departure of its top-rated host Monday with no explanation. This is Public News Service. This week, the Minnesota House began the floor vote process for a bill that would legalize and regulate recreational marijuana for adults.
With Democrats holding majorities this session, political analysts say it appears likely a legalization bill for Minnesota will clear all the hurdles. Alex Hassel with the League of Minnesota Cities says they don't have a stance on legalization itself, but adds they've been closely following the debate. She says they're seeking provisions that don't take away from the bill's intent, but rather give local governments reasonable control for a successful rollout.
Through our request for more zoning authority, for revenue sharing, all we're asking is that we're going to be partners as local governments with the state.
She acknowledges the revenue sharing component could be an even bigger priority for rural communities, with those local governments needing more resources for things like compliance checks. Leading up to the floor vote, some of the league's requests were only in one version, possibly setting the stage for both chambers to have to come together to address differences. I'm Mike Moen.
And more than 15,000 students in Colorado have experienced homelessness. A new grant from the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative will help more of them access a college degree or professional certificate.
Leah Goss with the nonprofit Hide in Plain Sight says she's planning to use her group's $50,000 matching fund grant to expand their work with public school districts, high schools, colleges, and vocational schools across the state.
To identify some of these young people that have had this experience or are currently experiencing homelessness and provide them an opportunity to attend college and really break the cycle.
Homelessness is a major disruptor in young people's educational journey. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, many Americans experience depression or anxiety. Our Raz Brown reports a new Texas study shows a regular phone call to those suffering can reduce symptoms.
known as Sunshine Calls. The study recruited 240 mostly homebound older adults suffering from depressive symptoms. University of Texas at Austin study author Minnie Kalin says the phone calls were made by people who were not healthcare professionals but had undergone a brief training about how to listen and ask questions. She believes the study adds to a growing area of research focused on alternate models for delivering mental health support.
The calls never preach, right? They are always about the topics that are of interest to the participant. Now, will it help everyone? Probably not. But will it help a whole bunch of people? Potentially, yes.
The Sunshine Calls program, developed by Factor Health, an initiative of Del Med and the Episcopal Health Foundation. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.